Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. I've been praying and studying for this sermon for a good while now. And I have much on my heart that I'd like to talk about. All the questions won't be answered in this sermon this morning. But I really feel God has led me to what I want to talk about today and in this series that we begin. Particularly our students today, you're on my heart. When I think about school getting started back, I always think about this subject that I want to talk about today. I think about our students. I think about their parents. Those of you who are in the education field, I understand where you are also. But I want to preach from God's Word today and talk about in the beginning. And I want to use as a starting point the first verse in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Christianity doesn't begin just when you become a Christian. Christianity begins in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Today, as we think about this passage, I want you to think about this passage in a biblical way, in a theological way. I'm not a scientist by any means, but I'm a preacher. And I'm a preacher of the Word of God. And I want to show you what the Word of God has to say about origins, what the Bible has to say about creation. I was kicked out of my biology class in high school. I lasted 2 weeks. Miss Ritchie kicked me out, so I had to go to earth science after that. So, but I was blessed. I attended a Christian university, and I was taught the biblical account of creation from a scientific way. But that's not what we're dealing with today. It's not about that. What's on my heart is what the Word of God says. Now, folks, either it is God's Word or it isn't. That's where the debate comes down to. Either the Bible is true and we take it as true or we don't. And so if we change Genesis 1:1, then what are we going to do with the rest of the Bible? This is not a secondary issue. This is an issue that is important. For years and years and years, there have been those who've tried to destroy the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, we have the foundation of our faith. We have the foundation of our belief. It all begins in the book of Genesis. The word Genesis means origins. In other words, this is where it came from. This is where it started. This is how it began. Now, the humanistic view, which is different than the Christian view that we hold, really looks to evolution. What the humanistic view of creation says is that man is not created in the image of God. And so the humanistic view just takes you to this place where there is no God. God does not exist. God is just a fairy story. God is nothing. So that's where a humanistic view would take you when it comes to creation. Listen to this quote. I regard Christianity as the most fatal, seductive lie that ever existed. You know who said that? Adolf Hitler, in his autobiography, Mein Kampf, My Struggle, is what he said about a God who creates. He believed in a super race. That's why he killed the Jews. That's why he killed the gypsies. That's why he believed in this super race. He did not believe that God was creator. Listen to this quote. I am determined to escape from design and a personal God at all cost. You know who said that? Charles Darwin. You're familiar with Darwin's theory of evolution. All his life was a war, was a battle against God. And at all costs, what he wanted to do was to escape any accountability to God as creator. Now, what evolution is a theory. It is not scientific fact. It is a theory. It is Darwin's theory of how we got here, his theory of creation, his theory of how everything came together. But what does God's Word say? Look at it again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Folks, that's good enough for me. Amen? That is exactly what God wants us to know. What God wants us to know about creation. What God wants us to know about our purpose. What God wants us to know about why we are here on this planet Earth is found in His Word. There was a well-known scientist who died in 1903. His name was Herbert Spencer. And he came up with this scientific truth or theory of reality. And here's what he said. Now just bear with me with this. I'm going to take some time, so just bear with me, okay? Here's what he said. In his thought on reality, he said everything that is in the universe today can be compiled in five categories. Time, force, action, space, matter. Those are the five categories. Now with that in mind, listen to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, that is time. God, that is force. Created, that is action. The heavens, that is space. And the earth, that is matter. And so everything that could be said about creation, God said it in Genesis 1:1 in a clear, simple, precise way. We have what we need to know about creation. Now, what he called his own theory of evolution was this. He called it the devil's gospel. Now, that's his own words. That's not my words. That's what he called it. The devil's gospel. First of all, we'll talk about the challenges to our creation account. And I'll talk about this, and I just want you to bear with me as we go through this, okay? First of all, there's a geological record. When I was in school, we didn't have computers and everything back then, but the teachers, most classrooms had this chart up. And, it started back here somewhere, and kind of, evolved through the years and billions of years and everything. So that's a challenge. If you're familiar with that. And so, in other words, they do with that is to, try to compensate for all these billions and billions and billions of years. Another challenge to the creation account is what is known as what we've talked about, Darwin's theory of evolution. Another challenge to the biblical account of creation is what's called these ancient creation accounts. In other words, in Mesopotamia, There were other ideas about Adam and Eve and other ideas about creation and things like that. And then the four challenges came along, and this was a theology challenge to the Bible, and it was called higher criticism. Now, what I'm doing is this, letting you know what the challenges are, okay? Those are the challenges, okay? However, what you need to know about the challenges is this, that what they do is they simply, you know, they simply go against the straightforward Word of God that we find in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, where does the Bible stand on creation? What does the Word of God have to say? Well, we've read Genesis 1:1. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. That's a foundational verse. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made. Does that say anything about evolution?
No.
No, it doesn't. Does that say anything to us about, you know, any other way? No, it doesn't. I mean, it is simple, it is clear. And folks, here's where the debate comes. Either we believe that or we don't. Now, here's where I want to drive home the point. If we can't believe this, what are we going to believe about John 3:16? If we don't believe God is creator, then how can we believe that God is redeemer? I mean, what does the rest of the Bible do in making any sense with what we're doing here today if you cannot believe the Genesis account of creation? Hebrews 11:3, again, what does the Bible say about creation? The Bible tells us that the world was framed by the Word of God, that He spoke this world into existence. Colossians 1:16 is another verse. The Bible states that God is Creator. Mark 10, verse 6, another verse. Now, we could go to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of verses. You believe Jesus, don't you?
Amen.
Listen to the words of Jesus. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. The words of the Lord Jesus Himself. Acts 14:15. Another verse. And what I'm doing here is just going through these scriptures. There's many, many more that we can go to. But this is where the Bible stands on the account, on the creation account. God created the heaven and the earth. That is the Bible. Our authority is the Bible. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. I believe God has let us know what we need to know about creation. He created the heaven and the earth. Now, what are the options here? Let's talk about that. And I'll talk about that now. Here's the options. There's known what's called a 24-hour day view of creation. And I believe in that view. I do. I believe that. I believe, as the Bible says, in 6 days, God created the heaven and the earth. And on the seventh day, He rested. I believe that the days of creation were 24-hour days. The Hebrew word in the Old Testament that the Old Testament was written in, the Hebrew word yom, means a 24-hour day. That is the word that's used in the biblical account. The first day, second day, third day, on through the sixth day and seventh day. And so the Bible teaches that in 6 days God created the heaven and earth. On the seventh day, He rested. I have no problem believing that. I don't. Why? Because God is a great God. God is a mighty God. You see, what I'm saying today is we don't have to bow down to evolution. No. We don't have to put evolution into the biblical account of creation. We don't have to laugh at all these billions and billions and billions of years. There is what is called a day-age view. What that view says is that you know, the days were not 24-hour days, that they were, you know, thousands and thousands and millions of years, you know, day one, day two, and day three. And what it allows for is all these billions of years. Folks, we don't have to do that. We don't have to go there. There's another idea called the framework theory of creation, where they look at Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, and they look at the account of creation and what people say about that. Well, they say that's just a framework, and it's not literal, and you know, it's just kind of a myth, and it kind of gives us an idea of where creation came from. That is not what the Bible says. And then there is the Genesis account from Genesis 1 through 11, which gives us the foundation of origins, the foundation of creation, the foundation of the creation of man, the foundation, the origin of sin, how sin came into the world, the origin of marriage, the origin of language. I mean, all that is found in those 11 chapters. But you have those who look at that and they say it's only a myth. But then there's God's story of creation. Beginning in Genesis 1:1. This is God's story right here of creation. This is what God wants us to know about creation. And so God's story talks about creation. God's story talks about the fall of man. God's story talks about the promise of redemption. God's story talks about how one day, you know, how all this is going to end. I mean, that is God's story from Genesis to Revelation. Now, if we believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ, then why would we have a problem believing in the creation account? If we believe in the virgin birth, why would we have a problem believing in the creation account? And so I want you to understand the issue here. This is a very, very important issue. Because either we believe the Word of God or we don't. Now, God's given us the record of creation. God has given us His story in the Bible. And I believe it. You say, well, what about, you know, all these fossil records and everything like that? I understand that, and I know that, and I know those fossil records are out there. I understand all that. And I understand, you know, how, you know, these geologists and scientists and astronomers and everybody, you know, they want to come up with these billions of years for the Big Bang Theory. I understand all that. But here's what you've got to know. When God created this earth and this universe, He created this earth and universe with the appearance of age. He created this earth with wholeness. He did. When Adam was created, Adam wasn't an embryo. Adam didn't come into this world as a baby, but as a man. God created this universe. God created this world. God created the animals. God created men and woman with the appearance of age and in wholeness. That is the story of the Bible. That is the record of God's act of creation. Now, how can we know about creation? From the Bible. God has given us a way to know Him. We know about God through what He tells us in the Bible. Now, we can know about God in creation. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says we can look at the stars and moon and sun, and we can understand that there's a Creator. The Bible tells us that we can look at the mountains, we can look at the oceans, we can look at the trees and plants, and we can tell that there is a divine creator behind all that. But to know God, we need the Bible. And that's what the Bible does. The Bible takes us from the beginning to the cross, to the second coming, to eternity. How do we know that? We know that from the Bible. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's true. That means God spoke it. So what did God say about creation? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know why evolution was invented? Evolution was invented, according to Darwin, to kill the God of the Bible. You see, the problem wasn't with God being a creator, God creating animals and plants and, you know, all that. That really wasn't the problem. The problem was in the end. If there's no God, then there's no judgment. If there's no God, then I'm not accountable to Him. If there is no God, then one day I will not stand before Him. Understand, that's what Darwin wanted to get away from. He didn't want that. You see, what evolution is, it is a false religion. It is a religion that leads one to a belief that there is no God. Now, there are those who have different thoughts on this, different ideas on this, but to me, the issue really comes down to this. Either you believe the Bible or you don't. Listen to Romans chapter 1. What happens to a world that rejects God as creator? Listen to it in Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His indivisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by these things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. Right. The danger of evolution is this. What it does, according to the Bible, is to suppress the truth. Paul says, it's clearly seen. One of the greatest things today that's bringing down this theory of evolution is what's called the information theory. In other words, if you believe that this earth came from a blob of amoeba, then who put the information in that amoeba? For man? For an animal? For a plant? I mean, where did all this come from? Where did the code come from? You see, when Darwin came up with his theory, we didn't know anything about DNA. We didn't know anything about genetics. There wasn't anything known about chromosomes, anything like that. He didn't know anything about that. But today we do. We know about these codes. Where did the code come from? It came from a creator. That code that's in that monkey, you know what that code's going to do? It's going to reproduce a monkey. Okay. The DNA that's in us, the code that God put in us, you know what's going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce men. Male, female. Where did that information come from? It came from a divine creator. Now here's what it says. That we have a personal God who loves us and cares for us. That's what it says. To believe in creation means that we believe that one day that when He uncreates this earth and He recreates a new heaven and a new earth, where there's no more sickness, no more death, no more sorrow. I mean, if He can do that, He can, you know, do the creation in the beginning too, if He can uncreate all this other. But it means one day we can spend eternity with Him. To not to believe in a creator and not to believe in the Bible is to lead one to a path of no God, no faith, no hope, to a dark place of living life without God and being separated Him for eternity and eternity. And as the Bible says, when we stand before Him, there's not going to be an excuse. In other words, if you want to know the truth, you can know the truth. And if people want to know God, you can know God, but you've got to open your heart to it. And you've got to open your life to it. Today, what I want you to understand is this. The Bible is God's Word. The Bible is true. You don't have to be ashamed to believe the Bible. No. You don't have to be ashamed to believe in God's account of creation. And that is where we stand. And that is what we believe. Let's stand together for our prayer. Father, we just thank You today for Your Word. And we thank You for what the Bible teaches us about the beginning. And Lord, I know that all the questions are not answered in a sermon like this. I understand that. But I know that You've given us what we need to know. And I know that You have given us in Your Word the truth. And the truth is that You created the heaven and the earth. The truth is that You created us to have a relationship with You. Because sin came into the world, we are separated from You. Because Jesus Christ came into the world, we can have that relationship restored. Fathers, we think about this message today. I pray that we would stand on Your Word. I pray that we would look to the Bible as our source of truth. When it comes to our existence, when it comes to our purpose, when it comes to the idea of origins and beginnings, Lord, we need to look to Your truth when it comes to that. I pray, dear God, today for those who need to open their heart to You. I pray that they would understand that You're a good God, that You're a great God, that You're a personal God who loves and cares, and who wants to have a relationship with each and every one. In Your name we pray.
Amen. Let's sing together, please.